Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices resumed trading at the Chicago Board of Trade and at the Merc and in Kansas City. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 482.5, down 3.5 on the open. December, 498, down 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 394, down 2 on the open. December, 415.5, down 1.75. March, 431.5, down 3.5. May, 439.5, down 4.5. July, 445.5, down 4 on the open. September corn opened at 242, down 3 on the open. December, 259, down 3.25. March, 273, down 3.25. May, 282, down 3.25. July, 291, down 3.25. December, 307.75, down 2.25 on the open. September oats open at 183, down 1.5 on the open. December, 192.75, down 3/4. August soybeans opened at 567, down 10.5 on the open. September, 571, down 11. November, 585, down 12. January, 596, down 13.5. March, 608, down 11. May, 618, down 9. July, 629, down 7.75 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 160.50, down 270 on the open. September, 160.180, down 280. August soybean oil opened at 26.25, down 16 on the open. September, 26.33, down 22. At the Merc, August feeders opened at 115.77.5, up 65 on the open. September also opened up 65 at 115.90. October, 115.75, up 30 on the open. August live cattle opened at 85.10, up 27.5 on the open. October, 89.65, up 15. December, 90, up 30 on the open. August live cattle opened at 70.10, up 12.5 on the open. October, 61.80, up 15. December, 59.65, down 15. February, 60.95, down 17. And a half on the open, and August bellies open at 79.15, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt. Oh, hello, Kurt. Having some difficulty getting Kurt on the phone. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at how prices are faring in the current tick. And as we do that, we see in Kansas City the wheat trading anywhere from 484.5 down 1.5 to 508.5 up 1.5. The corn at the Board of Trade trading anywhere now from down 4.5 to down 5.75. Beans trading anywhere down from 14.5. Well, you go out to July 2007, down 12.75 to down 16, and the wheat at the Board of Trade trading anywhere from down 3 to down 6. Let's go ahead again and see where we are in terms of reaching Kurt Kimmel from Grainfield Marketing. We're still having a little bit of difficulty reaching him. Let's go ahead and check in with the outside markets for you. And we see September crude oil at 76.24, up 148. The CRB is at 350.80, up 75. The U.S. dollar, 84.64 today, up 6 cents at this point. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages, 11,215, off almost 25 points. The S&P index is at 1276, off almost 3. The NASDAQ 100, 1498, off just over 7 points. In the silver pit, the September contract trading now at 1244 is off 4.5 cents. October, not trading at the moment, and expect maybe to see some trade later in the day. August gold at 650 is up $6 today. The October contract, 653.50, is up $3.90.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Going ahead and taking a look at our two-state forecast today, we see in the north partly to mostly sunny, elsewhere a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in central sections, highs from 83 to 95. Tonight in the north, mostly clear, in central sections partly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, in the south mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, lows from 59 to 72. Then tomorrow in the north and central sections, mostly sunny. In the south, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs from around 80 in the north to around 90 in the south. Let's go ahead and take a look and see if Kurt Kimmel is on the line. Kurt, are you there?
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, sir. Well, as we take a look at the current tick, we now see in the soybean pit that the November contract is trading 581, down 16. It's broke the April lows. Are we on track this week to try the November lows?
Yeah, since we've taken out those key supports there at that 91 area, the trader probably wants to liquidate, and that could push the market on down to this, psychological-wise, see if 580 holds. But a lot of the trades looking at 575, 565, maybe it's the next downside objectives there. Any type of rally in here is probably going to be capped back to those old highs or those old lows, which is be 590, 591 here. USDA reports here at the end of the week, so from a producer's point of view, hopefully we'll have some recovery here ahead of that report on Friday morning.
And is this all weather-related on ideas that good weather this week is good for soybeans?
Well, that'd be the fundamental catalyst. We're getting some moisture across the Midwest. There's no real extreme heat, for say, in the forecast. This afternoon's crop conditions report specs show another 1 to 2% improvement, if not 3, for beans. So fundamentally, that's the culprit. But technically, the trend's down. We're below the moving averages, and we've moved below support levels. So technical by nature, the market's going to be defensive on those two items, fundamentally and technically both.
Later today, we expect to see DTN come out with their average estimates for Friday's reports. We had some private estimates last week at 150.5 bushels per acre versus 149 USDA. Where are you, Kurt, in the camp in regards to what you believe the yield will be on Friday?
Well, we're in this 150 area. We'll see what the USDA says. Then mainly we'll get confirmation from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour also to sort of give us an idea as sort of a check and balance system. But it's going to be a tough one to figure because you've got some real good crops here in the east. Some guys talking best corn ever. Then you've got some real horror stories as you move in the west. But as a whole, knowing what we know now, I think we're pretty close to this 150 area.
It's all about corn fill at this point?
Well, yeah, and, that can corn fill, and then you talk test weights, and, that can vary quite a little bit. But when you look at the big picture, it's going to be awful hard to say we're 160 or down to 140. So the trades sort of are dialed in here, and it's comfortable right at the moment.
Interesting, a year ago, USDA projected yields at 139.8 on the August report.
Yeah, you can go back in history and look at different projections and come back and look at what the actual yield was. And, there's quite a few studies out there, but at this point in time, you sort of got to go with what you're working with right at the present time.
Quickly on the wheat, then.
Well, basically, it's going to be a follower in through here. As the corn and beans drift lower here, it's going to probably pull the wheat with it. The main concern will be the western belt here. See if they continue to get some moisture work with it. They'll be talking sowing wheat out west here fairly quickly as we move into this fall.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimball with Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.